Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286, or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Rated as the best radio show in the world. Love and Inspiration, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC. A very pleasant good afternoon to you. 36 minutes past the hour, 3 p.m. here in the studio. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're just right in time for a very powerful interview that I'm going to be having with a young lady here with me in the studio by the name of Leslyn Telford. And I'm sure once you hear her speak, definitely you would not move from your chair or wherever you are, and you may just continue to stay with me and her as you get to understand much more what she's going to share here on Love and Inspiration. She's the organizer of Still We Rise Art Exhibition and Dinner, which is all to end domestic abuse. And this is going to be taking place on July 2nd, 2022 at the Little Well Oasis in Colby on St. Martin. So as she's here with me in the studio, you're going to hear from Leslyn as she shares her inspiring life story and how she survived domestic abuse. This show's live here now on 102.7 FM. And anytime you do need to listen to a rebroadcast, you will be able to catch it on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. on a Sunday night or on a Monday morning at 10 a.m. Or you can get all of the powerful interviews of Love and Inspiration on Bashani Radio straight out of New York City, syndicating across all the major cities in the U.S. and as far as Dubai, going out to over 2.5 million listeners. So with great pleasure here, I welcome this afternoon to the studio of Love and Inspiration here. Good afternoon to you, Leslyn. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. Good afternoon, Mrs. Cotton. And I am so happy to be here. Hope that it will be a blessing to many who are listening.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you. I know we know each other for quite a while and I haven't seen you for a bit. So it's really a pleasure to meet with you and also to you listen to my show quite regularly. And here you are as a guest on my show. So how does that feel to be on Love and Inspiration?
It is a real pleasure. It is a pleasure. I have been listening to this program. I enjoy the sound. I enjoy the quality of the broadcast. And it's really an inspiration. I love an inspiration moment.
Thank you so much. And you know, as I'm listening to your voice, Leslyn, I'm saying to myself here in the headphones, I'm saying, but Leslyn, you've got an amazing voice for radio. You should be having your own radio show too, Leslyn. What about that? Have you thought about that?
Never would I do something like that. Nothing is impossible, but at the moment, no, I don't have that confidence as yet.
Well, right now, speaking to millions, I'm pretty sure you will have that confidence. So we declare that in Jesus' name, because your voice is powerful and sounds great on the airwaves. And I'm pretty sure the listeners who are tuned in will start sending their messages in just like they normally do. And then that will reassure you and that will confirm to you, Leslyn, that you need to be doing a program, okay?
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Well, as we are here together, Leslyn, you've got quite a bit to talk about here on Love and Inspiration with the listeners, not only on St. Martin, but around the world, as you're doing something very important. And we're going to get into that in just a little while from now. But can you just share with us, Leslyn, where are you from? Because I know you have an interesting accent, which is really nice, along with your voice. So tell us a little bit about where you're from, Leslyn.
Well, I originated from New Amsterdam, Guyana, and I was born in a small little village within that town called East Kanji Burbies. And I moved from New Amsterdam in the early 90s and came to St. Martin.
So you've been here quite a long time, actually, then, Leslyn.
Correct.
And have you actually gone back on holiday to Guyana?
Yes, I did. I still have 3 kids back in Guyana.
Ah, I see. Okay. And it's interesting, as you mentioned, New Amsterdam, Guyana. I was thinking to myself, New Amsterdam, I thought for a moment when I thought, oh, okay, the Netherlands. But then, yeah, you're from Guyana. So just seeing, of course, New Amsterdam, that came into my mind.
Yes. And it's a part of the, it used to be a Dutch colony. So that's why you hear New Amsterdam. And people always say, why New, is that in Holland? No, it's not. It is in Guyana. There are lots of names like that, Dutch names.
I see. Some nice history there, of course, to be able to look into, ladies and gentlemen. So, Leslyn, you stated that you're living here on St. Martin for such a long time. So just tell us a little bit about what, you know, is your background. Were you into what you're doing right now for a long time, or were you into a specific profession?
I graduated from the University of Guyana as a medical laboratory technologist, majoring in chemical pathology. I never like to be described with titles. I like to be described as a storybook.
Interesting.
I further went on to do many things in the health department, working at the medical schools as in the anatomy department, and in 2015, the medical career ended.
2015, it ended. And if I may ask you then, did it end at that time because of what we're going to talk about? Or is it because you said, you know, you had enough of the medical field?
No, the medical school moved to Barbados. I was nearing my 50s. So I decided, look, I need to soul search, see what I really like, and to follow that passion instead of going back to a 9-to-5.
I see. Wow, that's interesting. And was it really nice still working in the medical field, actually, as far as you know, could think back on, Leslyn?
It was. It was rewarding. Getting to help people is always a privilege. I worked in the hospitals and a lot of times working with saving people's life in terms of blood transfusions and all of that. And it was really a blessing. I worked in many hospitals, and saving lives is always a good thing.
Definitely. Lives are so very important. Every life is precious. So, you know, what you've done at that time was so rewarding, I'm pretty sure, and very vital for many.
Correct.
And looking at the fact that you said that you moved on from that appointment, And I believe you moved into some other areas where you worked with another group of type of people. Tell us a little bit about that, because I can see that you've got a wealth of experience.
Correct. I also did a lot of marketing. I worked at the Bank of Nova Scotia as a teller for a few years. I did some marketing with sunglasses. I even at one time was a housekeeper. That is how wide my experience is.
Yes, definitely. So a wide experience. You're talking about within the hospital, saving persons, you know, being a medical laboratory technologist, and then moving over to St. Martin and going into banking and marketing and house cleaning. Just talk to us a little bit about those transitions. What was actually happening for you during that time?
Okay. So when I came here, I couldn't find a job at the moment in my capacity. Uh-huh. I didn't speak Dutch at the time, and the laboratory was under the management of some group in Curaçao. So I needed a job. I had my kids I needed to take care. So I was offered a housekeeping job. I said, that is what I'm going to do in order to make ends meet. Wow. I was not going to do the other things.
The other things.
Yes.
So you had to make a conscious decision.
Correct.
On what needed to be done to take care of your children.
Fine.
That's when the mother would inside yourself kicked in, that I have to find something to do to take care of my children, but doing something correct and decent.
True, because that is where domestic abuse starts. The provision as a single parent, and you need to provide for your children. There are so many options to choose. So you have to be careful. And I chose to do housekeeping at the time.
I see. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Voice as my guest, Leslyn Allison Telford, who is from the beautiful country of Guyana. She's the organizer of Still We Rise Art Exhibition and Dinner, and that is all to end domestic abuse, and that's going to take place on July 2nd, 2022 at the Little Oasis Well Oasis in Kobe. And as we continue here to have this conversation with you, Leslyn, talking about children, and you said that there are three over in Guyana. If I may ask, how many children do you have, Leslyn?
I'm a mother of six children and two grandchildren.
Six children?
Stretched a little.
Wow, you have stretched it there. Six children and two grandchildren. And if I could ask you then, many are your children all boys, girls? What's the mixture?
So I have four kings and two queens.
Four kings.
The eldest is 29 and the youngest is 15.
Wow. The oldest is 29 and the youngest is 15.
Yes.
And you've got the two grandchildren. How old are the grandchildren?
Micah is 4 years old, uh-huh, and his sister is 2 years.
Wow. Amazing. So if we were talking about this, Leslyn, that 29, the oldest, and 15, the youngest, six beautiful children, four kings and two queens. Now I'm thinking, because you look still quite young, actually, Leslyn. So I'm thinking, where are you at then in life?
Yeah, I'm at 52 golden years.
52 golden years. That's powerful. Yeah. That's powerful. Very inspiring, actually, to talk about where you've been and where you're at now and the children that you have and what you're doing. Do you know right now, Leslyn, you're talking to persons out there that really needs to hear your voice?
Yes, I'm sure there will be lots of ears to hear my story. I hope it will make a difference because this is all about creating an awareness.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So let's get straight into it, actually. But just before we get into it, because I remember just about a week and a half ago, on my show, I had the Grace Hill Bible University students from the Grace Hill Bible University campus here in St. Martin, because the headquarters is in New Jersey. And they are the students of the degree program in counseling headed by Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton of Victoria Slim Foundation, who is a master therapist And she's also a trauma specialist and grief specialist. And her students were on the show talking about a very powerful masterclass that took place on June 4th, I believe it was, June 4th. And that was all about new insights in ending domestic abuse, you know, abusive relationships. So I want to ask you, did you have the privilege of attending that masterclass, Leslyn?
Yes, I did. It was very informative, and I thought that many more needed to hear this.
What made it so very informative, that masterclass, from the students?
The information was relevant, compacting, and it had so much for the public in very simple terms.
In simple terms, because if you're saying in simple terms, is that what's needed, Leslyn, for persons to understand really how this is such a very impactful thing that happens to can happen to people in society and relationships?
Yes, because domestic violence or abuse reach from a wide variety of people. There are people who are learned who suffer from abuse, and there are people who are unlearned who suffer from abuse. So making the information simple encompasses everyone.
I see. So without a doubt, for you being at that masterclass from the students from the Graceville Bible University degree counseling program was very important.
Correct.
I see. Right. So let's talk a little bit about what's your story, Leslyn, that has you so passionate about what you're doing and organizing for on July 2nd for persons who are listening here on St. Martin and even self-persons who may want to even travel from the nearby islands to be there. Talk to us a little bit about your story. What happened to you, Leslyn?
I was pretty young, and I got into this relationship not by choice. I have a very flamboyant personality, a loving personality. So I'm not afraid to speak with people. And I think most of the times people take those things for granted. And so I met this young man who came after me. The relationship started by what I should call a rape. Mm-hmm. And in my area, once you have encountered a relationship sexually, you are supposed to be married to that person. Mm. So I couldn't tell anyone about what had happened, and we continued the relationship forcibly.
Wow.
It ended up he being very jealous, very, very, very aggressive, didn't want anyone to speak to me. And it went on and on from there. And a lot of times people would say, why didn't you leave? It was not just as easy. This guy was a police officer, always had a gun, and would always threaten me that the minute I leave, he will find ways to get me and to kill me. Oftentimes he would try to kill me if he just spots somebody looking at me. He wow. would try to use his weapon to attack me. He would use knives, whatever he could to get to me. And I thought how I couldn't do anything. I tried to report this matter. Of course, he's a police. They never believe your story. And the last time I remembered, I said, Lord, I can't do anything about this. I can't even share it with people because they really wouldn't believe my story. Because when we are together, it seems as if we are the most loving couple ever. And he is a loving person, but he was just jealous. And I think he had self-esteem problems. I'm not making excuses because no one has the right to place their hands on anyone. But going back to my last experience, I remember him trying to strangle me. I was just back from church in the French Quarter area, and he said, someone in church was looking at me and he was going to end my life. I said, don't you recognize that we have 3 children? And I started to cry. And he said, no, he can't stand this. People are always looking at me, and he was going to end my life. And I remember bowing down my head and I said, Lord, if this is the end of it, let it be. And I don't know, someone came along just at the moment, and that was the end of that last death experience. And so I attributed all of this to God. Mm. How I ended this situation, it was only prayer. I kept praying silently. I constantly was in fear. I tried to hide all the knives, all the equipment that could have probably marked my face. I still have a mark just across my mouth, and I try to hide it a lot of times so that people don't see. And I never tell people my story because I was embarrassed. I was humiliated. Mm. An intelligent woman suffering from domestic abuse was not to be heard of.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. My guest is Leslyn Allison Telford, and you're listening to her story, her life story that really happened to her, unfortunately, that happened many years ago. The father of her 3 children who threatened to kill her, and as you heard, being a law enforcement officer. Leslyn, my question is to you, and this is a very interesting question I'm going to ask you, because so very often you have persons out there who they have a specific position in society, and they would present themselves as a person who is easygoing, nice, friendly, but at the end of the day, just waiting for that moment to just pounce on their victim at home, which is their partner. You know,
correct.
Was that the sort of stuff that you experienced with the gentleman?
Yes, he would be the nicest person, the best cop around, but he was just troubled. And I did not recognize. Mm. I did not have the information that I have now. And I would say, maybe he didn't mark my face. I didn't have so many blows. Yes, I did. But I just kept erasing this situation from my mind, because in society, this person is well respected.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, as I'm listening to you, Leslyn, I'm thinking about the fact that with such a person who waits for the right time to attack, and in society comes across as calm and collective and all together. You know, for myself as being a counselor and also doing sessions with couples along with my wife, and I know back during the masterclass from the students on the leadership of Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, the masterclass that they had, they spoke about such a personality or character, which is called a cobra. Now, when you have a batterer as such that is calm and collective and outside does as if he or she is nice, but just waits on the right time to pounce, that individual is known as a cobra.
Sure.
Because we know what a cobra snake does, right, Leslyn?
Correct. And I'm from Guyana. I'm quite aware of them.
Yeah. So that's why it's so very important for persons who are listening to your voice right now and my voice, as I would always say, do not suffer in silence. You know right now what's happening for you. You know exactly what you're going through. Look at how you can get that help. And you know, Leslyn, as we go back a little bit, you said that he is the father of your 3 children.
Correct.
Now, my question is, because this happens so very often, and I know persons who are listening right now is going to say, Roy Cotton Jr., you are talking the gospel truth. How very often is it, Leslyn? And I was wondering if this happened to you too then, where you said to him, but we have 3 children together. How often is it that persons would stick and stay, a mother, just for the sake of the children. Was that the case for you, Leslyn?
It was. Mm. I stood around because I didn't want my children to have another father. I didn't want to subject them to further abuse. Uh-huh. They also did not know about all these, the abuse that I was suffering. They were once small, and he would always take me away from the home so that the children would not see, would not hear.
Yeah.
And he would take me to a lonely area where nobody can see. And so he would always say there would be no evidence. And I never told my children about it until they were much older. As a matter of fact, I recently started to talk to my children about this because I didn't want them to be hurt. I didn't want them to feel the pain that I felt. So I suffered in silence with this abuse.
Wow.
And I don't want anybody to ever experience something like this. And for this, I am creating an awareness. I don't want to be looked at as a victim, but I want to be looked at as a survivor, one who managed through the grace of God to stay alive after all this abuse, to keep my mind focused. And I did this only through the help of God.
Yeah. I'm listening to you very attentively as you state that, because God definitely was with you, Leslyn.
Definitely.
Especially from when you talked about that time where when he said that he was going to end your life. I can imagine that you were just saying, as you said, also praying that if this is the way that you have to go, then so's the case. But
the fear of the children left behind.
You know, Leslyn, as you're speaking about this, and this is the first experience, as you stated, what is it like now for you talking about this as you are able to see this in your mind and talk about the scar at the lower part of your face? What is this like for you now talking about this?
It is a therapy for me.
Uh-huh.
I have withheld this information, as I said before, even from myself. I didn't want to face the reality of this. I just thought it was a passing experience. I survived, thank God. But as you grow older, it becomes, you get to realize more about yourself. You get to realize that some situations in life were as a result of your mental damage. It's not only the physical scars that you encounter, but the emotional scars that you encounter, the trust issues, the self-esteem deterioration. All those things were eroded. How do you look at people? He would always want to scar my face, so I would never want to see my face in a camera. I would always try to shy away from the camera.
Mm, wow, that's powerful. It really leaves scars. And
it does.
I can imagine that there are persons right now, today, listening this very second, that are crying out for help internally. And sometimes don't even have the courage to walk out there and seek that help, you know?
That is correct. I want to share an experience where I tried to escape. Mm. And I got away from the house with my stuff when he went to work, and I hid myself at a friend.
Yeah.
He was not aware of where I was, but he eventually found the police, and he was there crying all night, day and night. He would not go anywhere. He would be begging the landlord. He knew that I was in there and that I should come out, and he really was sorry for what he did. Unfortunately, for days he kept, and the neighborhood couldn't take the drama that was going on, so they said, okay, I have to go. And I wanted to, I had a go with him. And the minute I got out, he was like, really happy. I'm happy to see you. The minute we got out to the road, he was, I am going to kill you. I was like, you were begging for me to come back. No, this is what you're doing. Why are you doing this? But I want to encourage the audience, the listening audience, be careful with your escape plans. Be careful. Make sure that it is properly arranged. Don't just get up and leave, because you could end up in your debt. And I saw that gun at my head, and he says, today is the last day. The fear that comes over you that you cannot even begin to explain, to tell anybody.
Wow. And you know, Leslyn, as you stated that, it is so powerful how that happens now, because you have sometimes even self, the father who is abusing the mother of the children, that sets it in such a way that, like how you said, you know, would take you for a drive and take you to a place where, you know, there will be no evidence. But also you have the fact that you have fathers out there who would really set their children up to actually go after the mother.
So true. Correct. Yeah. Correct. I have seen a lot of cases.
Yeah.
like that. And domestic violence has been following me around. I have an eye for domestic violence. Since I was younger, I would see so many young women being kicked and beaten in front of their children. I've seen in my home in St. Martin here, I have rescued so many women. At one time, I remember this lady, she with beautiful long hair, her husband cut all her hair off in front of her children.
Wow.
And the same cycle of abuse goes on.
You would
be sorry, then you go back, and then it happens again, and you're sorry, and you...
Do you know what that does to the children, to actually see that happen to their mother?
Correct, and that's why there's so many foster kids these days. So many children are left homeless, because as a parent, as a mother, sometimes there's so much that you can take. Sometimes even want to run away from yourself, much less your children. You just want to go. And people would never understand, how can a mother leave her children? But the pain, the agony that she feels, that she doesn't want to transfer that to her children. She would rather have someone else who's stable mentally and financially, and has a place for them to stay.
Yeah.
That she would rather have them stay until her situation gets better. And sometimes she's never able to make it, because she turns to prostitution, drugs, and so many other things.
I follow you. You know, you stated that this was one experience, right?
Correct.
And what was the other experience?
There were times when, for some reason, he would just, I don't know if it is go crazy. I have not even searched through my mind to see what was the cause. All I know, he would come and then he would say, someone told him that someone was walking with me on the streets, and then he would take me to this lonely road with this knife, and he has absolutely no proof of this information, and he would just want to stab me. And I think it is only God that would all the time allow someone to interject, someone to come around, or I would be crying and begging him, please don't do this, don't do this, give me a chance to live. Sometimes I would even have to make up stories. Okay, I wouldn't talk to this person again. I wouldn't look at that person, just to appease him so that he would let me go.
I see. And today you are here now with us, speaking to the world. This individual is far now from you.
He's dead, actually, thank God. Well, I don't say thank God, but... he lost his life.
Wow. He lost his life.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leslyn Telford here in Love and Inspiration. Leslyn, it's been a journey for you.
It is.
Six beautiful children, two beautiful grandchildren. And I'm just thinking back a little bit here because this is real what we're talking about, because there are many persons out there that are going through a specific situation when it comes to domestic violence. But also at the same time, when you think back, there's also some deep history that leads to the present day. As far as you can remember, Leslyn, growing up, was there anything back home where you may have also seen or experienced domestic violence in your household?
It's strange, you know, my mom also hid her story from us.
Wow.
And my mom is now 75 years old. And she suffered abuse herself. Her mom suffered abuse, and her mom gave her up as a child. She was a baby, and her mom left her on a train station and went away to England. My mom suffered a lot until today as a result of that neglect. Her mom was abused. She left her daughter in safety of her grandparents, and her mom, her daughter, was sexually abused. This my mother would not talk about, so I would not delve into too much because I know she conceals this information.
Right, understandable. Wow, it's powerful, and it goes to show you how
generational
this goes on. So that's why it's so very important for persons who are listening right now to really look at what you said, look at really thinking through what's your escape plan, look at getting that help. And I know that here on the island, as far as we know, there's safe haven, and there's a number if anyone needs to call, which is 933. That's 933 if you are in a situation. But also at the same time, it's so very important, as you said it earlier, Leslyn, is that the individual who's the perpetrator, they need help too.
Correct.
Because most of the time, as we know it, hurting people hurt people, right?
So true.
So it's also important, I believe, for us to think about that help that the perpetrator needs, him or herself.
Correct.
Because it's not only male that hurts other people or hurt their partner, but it's also female too.
So really true. And you see a lot of people shelter domestic abuse. And it's reflected in so many sicknesses today. There's cancers and all kinds of mental issues and rude employees. And you can name it, the society feels the brunt of domestic abuse.
Absolutely. And you know, as you say that, Leslyn, it reminds me of what my wife was speaking about as a trauma specialist and grief specialist. And she stated, and it's so true as you say that, that when we recognize how society behaves, it's because it's a result of the amount of trauma that is in a society.
Correct.
So when you go into a bank and you have an individual, and there's no excuse for the fact of maybe how the customer service might be 0.0 for how that individual reacts to you as a customer. But if we think a little further than that, it could be also too that that individual who is serving you in the bank is the victim of domestic violence or whatever traumatic experience that then, of course, reflects or results in the way how they are then carrying out their task. We see it reflected in the schools, in our children,
right,
our teenagers. Like at this point in time, there's so many young people who are thinking about checking out of life. Can you imagine having a 12-year-old thinking about that? While normally we would say, well, why is a 12-year-old? You shouldn't have no worries. You shouldn't be stressing. You understand what I'm talking about?
Correct.
But it's so much, Leslyn.
And it's so fortunate that I've had the privilege to be teaching in the schools, Sundial and Milton Peters.
Right.
And I have seen so many children come to school troubled. They were sexually abused. They have seen abuse. And it is mind-blowing. I've also been a foster mom of three kids, and all of them experience sexual abuse.
This is so real. Leslyn, you're here for a purpose. And as I think about it now, for all that had happened to you, unfortunately, which of course was not a good thing, God really have a reason or had a reason for you to be alive, because you're here right now in the studio speaking to St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean and around the world. And when this interview is rebroadcast, people would hear what you shared and why you're doing what you're doing, which is coming up on July 2nd, 2022. So tell us a little bit about this very important art exhibition and dinner.
So this exhibition and dinner is to create an awareness of the effects of domestic abuse. I have started to paint in 2015, and I kept painting these women and all that I've seen, all that I've been through, and they became lovely portraits. So I want to use these portraits to create an awareness of what domestic abuse looks like, what the effects of it, and how we can rise up above this trauma. And it's called Still I Rise. It's also a dinner. So you get to share with others maybe your experience, maybe something that you might have seen and that you would like to share with others. And this is a partnership. This is a collaboration. It is me being the voice for a lot of people. So I encourage everyone to come along, partner with me. As a result of this, I will be moving on to create a space where women can come and have alternatives to their income. They can learn different skills and painting, macrame, crochet, sewing, because all these skills I have and I want to share them with others. Because you see, domestic abuse finds its way with single parents a lot. And we need a way to create an income so that we do not have to depend on anybody for an alternative income. So this art exhibition and dinner has many folds. One, it's creating an awareness. Two, socializing and helping each other in that space. And three, you'll be able to, the proceeds from this event will be used to create a space where women can come and become better. Whether it be skills, whether it be emotional, whether they'll be able to transfer to Dr. Nicole Arname Francis, who is the therapist, all these things are possibilities as a result of this dinner.
I see. And this is taking place on July 2nd, 2022.
Correct.
And this is at the Little
Well Oasis.
And that's
Well
in Road,
Colby.
Colby. And what is the price for this art exhibition and dinner, Leslyn?
It is $100 or 95 euros.
I see. And how can persons actually connect with you with regards to search for registering and making that payment to attend?
You can call me on telephone number 5721-580-0703. You can also send me a WhatsApp message on the very number. There is also my Facebook page called Still I Rise, and you can always leave me a message there.
Wonderful. Can you just give your contact details once again, Leslyn, for persons who may not have gotten a chance to write that down? Go ahead.
It's 721-580-0703. Or you can contact me via my social media Facebook page, and it's Still I Rise. And you can always leave me a message there.
Okay. Okay, right. So let me just repeat the number here. It's 1721-580-0703.
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry. 580-0702. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to make sure that it had the right number.
Sorry.
That's okay. So it's 02.
Sorry.
No worries. So that's 02. And that's on July 2nd, 2022. And that is this just for women to attend, or it's general public for this event on the 2nd of July?
This is for all genders.
Okay.
Male, female, whatever. Mm. If children want, if you want to bring along your child,
right,
a child, That is free as long as the child is below 18 years of age. Okay. That is free. Just call me and let me know in advance because we have a limited seating and we want to not be too crowded, taking into consideration the COVID protocols and all of that.
Correct. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. So that's going to be on July 2nd, 2022 at the Little Well Oasis in Kobe. And that is down the Well Road, correct?
Correct. Not too far from Prime.
Not too far from there. And what time is that on the 2nd of July?
It is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
6 p.m. in the evening to 9 p.m. at night. Okay. And this is going to be powerful, I'm pretty sure.
It is going to be phenomenal. They will have performances by Dance Dimension and Rudy and poetry.
Sounds
and so
powerful.
You'll be in for a treat.
Oh, yes, definitely. Wow. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Leslyn, before you leave, I know you spoke about a specific person that really took you through the journey that you've been through over these years. And as we can say, actually, with your event that is coming up, you know, I can actually clearly say that this is all about transforming abuse into art.
So true.
Still we rise, transforming abuse into art.
Yes.
And you know, it's very noble in what you're doing and encouraging persons out there and persons who are listening. You've heard today, really, do not suffer in silence. Look at the best way to plan getting out of that very challenging situation that you're in life-threatening, but also at the same time, remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Talking about that, Leslyn, I can hear clearly that God really plays a very important role in your life.
He did. He really did.
Mm.
And, you know, strangely, this very gentleman was the one that took me to church when I got baptized in my early 20s.
Mm. Wow.
So you could imagine, you trust the person. You wanted a life with this person. You always think that the person would change. But don't take that chance. There is no change in this situation. God is the only change. God is the one who is going to deliver you. For those of you who believe in God, hold on. Hold on unceasingly, unfailingly, and He will deliver you. And I want to, I feel very hurt for all those people who have lost their lives as a result. Recently, a young lady, a teacher to be precise, was killed as a result of domestic abuse, and no amount of compensation could be able to take care of her children and the trauma that they will endure for the rest of their life. So prevention is essential. Speak up, speak out. I'm encouraging the audience to partner with me to create an awareness about domestic abuse.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leslyn, for your words to each and every person listening to Love and Inspiration today, because it was very much so timely, or it is timely, and a lot of persons out there really do need to hear this and to be able to take action. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. My guest today on the show has been Leslyn Allison Telford, and she's the organizer of this event that you heard a while ago that is coming up on July 2nd, 2022 at the Little Well Oasis on Well Road in Kobe. And it is the Still We Rise art exhibition and dinner to end domestic abuse. You heard from her just now stating that if you do want to connect with her in terms of you having any questions or for, you know, purchasing your ticket for this dinner and art exhibition and all the activities that's going to be happening that night is 1-721-580-0702. Leslyn, thank you for being on Love and Inspiration.
It was my pleasure. It was my therapy. At one time, I wanted to break down and say, I can't do this no more, but I made it through. And thank you for having me, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.